The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 persons with leprosy met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed, and one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned glorifying God in a loud voice, and he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Today, I'm not going to talk about the gospel. We're going to live the gospel. So I'm not going to give you a homily, but I'm going to invite you to come forward and thank God for one or two blessings that you're grateful to that you received this year, just like the Samaritan did. You don't have to go into details, just, you know, one or two things that you're thankful for. And I'll start myself. I'm thankful that with the easing of the threat from COVID, we see more people coming back to church, to mass, especially seeing more children. And we as a parish are able to go back and offer all the outreach programs, the ministries that we have, the community social events that we have for everyone. Another thing I'm grateful for is this summer I had the privilege to lead a pilgrimage to Europe to watch the Obermaigao Passion Play. It was my first time leading a spiritual, you know, pilgrimage, and it was a grateful experience in addition to visiting and seeing the different cities and towns that we went through. And lastly, one of my blessings, that's the only time right away saying thank you, Jesus, is when I take a hot shower every morning. I just love a hot shower. So you can come forward now, you know, hold the microphone. Stand here and share what your blessings are. Come on. Come up here, Rosemary.
I guess I have to be first, otherwise I probably wouldn't get up here. Last year at Thanksgiving, I didn't know I should be grateful that after a long hiatus from church, God brought me to Holy Family Church. This year I am grateful. I'm also grateful that in the last 8 months, Jesus has become the most important part of my life. And lastly, but most importantly, I am very grateful that I am learning, sometimes slowly and sometimes quickly, from my brothers and sisters and from you, how to have a deeper, more personal relationship with Jesus and an authentic relationship. Thank you all for being here. I am truly grateful that I am now back among you and that you really are helping me. Thank you and have a happy and blessed Thanksgiving.
I want to thank God for my wife, Jeannie, who died a week ago, and 52 years of a marvelous relationship that does continue. I want to thank a very special family, which is Holy Family. Those of you that prayed for me and during this journey and still travel with me. This is a marvelous church, a marvelous family. And again, I thank God so much for my Jeannie and that she died such a peaceful and holy, holy death. Thank God. Thank you.
Good morning. So many things, but first of all, I'd like to thank Tony, our music person here, for giving me the gift of learning to sing and learning to share with all of you. The gift of music is just a wonderful thing that we can all share. I'd also like to thank my dear husband, Joseph, for 58 years of marriage and for... and for a wonderful family, and the most thing, besides, of course, this family of Holy Family, I'm so grateful to live in this country where, in spite of our differences, in spite of divisions, in spite of everything else, we are so blessed to live here. And I'd like to bless the people of Haiti who are not so blessed and who need our prayers and our support.
I want to give a shout out to our South Pasadena City Council members and mayors for building out and maintaining the bicycle infrastructure in our city. They've made it safe to ride bicycles here, and so it has helped me to make bicycling my primary mode of transportation. And while I may not be the only one biking to church right now, I don't have to be. I've left plenty of fence for you to lock your bike to. I'm also giving a shout out to our weekday rosary group and inviting you to join us. If you've ever wondered what the big deal is with the rosary, it's super convenient to take a leap and pray the rosary with us after the 8:15 Mass. You just might find God blessing you for spending the extra time with him. I've started most days with Mass and a rosary since September, those daily reminders of God's boundless sacrifices to secure my eternity. Reminds me of my worth, empowers me to face my many challenges, and assess each day with an attitude of gratitude, even for those challenges, because they're my tickets to heaven. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
I am thankful for God for my new aortic valve that was installed in my heart on October 27th, made out of cow tissue. And I'm very thankful for my loving and supportive wife and through all of this. Thank you.
This year, I've really been focusing on my faith and what a gift it has been in my life. Sorry, it's hard for me to speak in public, but a gift that came from my family and has just been amazing for me, and in particular, the gifts that I've seen in my own family since I've made God the center of my life, in particular with my husband and with my children.
Well, I am very grateful for my family here at Holy Family. I'm sorry, I'm getting over a cold and just got a bad voice, but I've been here for over 60 years, and without support and the care for everybody, I sang with Tony, with the choir, I Don Ponette, and everybody who is my family here at Holy Family. And I'm just very grateful for God's guidance in these very difficult times. My husband is 95, still with us and suffering some issues, but thank God. I pray every day that I have the patience and guidance to do the right thing. And I'm not ever always doing the right thing, but I'm blessed and I'm grateful that I have the support of my family in Mexico, all my family here, and all of you at Holy Family and Father Albert.
So many prayers of gratitude, but among them, just I've been on staff here at Holy Family for a year, and that was in November. And I'm just grateful for this community. I'm grateful to help lead young adult ministry here at the parish. I've been with the parish for 6 years, but stopped practicing law after 20 years and joined the staff here last year. So it's been such a blessing being here. And also blessings and prayers of gratitude for my mom, who's here. Today would have been their 51st wedding anniversary. My dad died in 2016. So just prayers of gratitude for her and for the gift of life. And just may love continue to guide, unite, comfort each of us. Thank you.
I just want to say thank you for this parish. I had an opportunity recently to visit another parish online and meet another pastor who had a bunch of, you know, people who were saying, oh, I left the church because it's not giving. It doesn't take care of our young people. It doesn't take care of the outcasts, the LGBTQ community. And I said, you know, my son has been loved by this parish and by everybody here, no matter what he's going through. And everything that they were frustrated about in their lives, I find it here. I find the love of our pastor. I find the love of our people. Not once has anybody looked at my son and said anything but, I love you. You're amazing and you're doing well. And no matter what the faults are of the Catholic Church, as we say, or an individual person, we love as God and Jesus teaches us to love. And that's what we show here at this parish. And we are so blessed to have so many people. And I just hope that more and more people keep coming back to church. I've been seeing more people come, and I'm so grateful to see them. And I hope that they can hear something that makes this parish come alive for them. And may we all be the saints that we are meant to be. So I'm grateful.
Also, I want to thank Jennifer and her family, Janet Jackson, who continue the tradition of preparing cornbread for us after Mass. So stop by the tree for some cornbread.
I just have to say that I'm definitely thankful for my family because they do so much for me, whether they knew it or not. And they're here today. That's my mom. And yeah, I'm definitely thankful for them.
Good morning. I'd like to thank Father Albert for marrying me and my wife. We've been married. This is our first Thanksgiving together. I'd also like to thank this church. I was baptized here and confirmed here. My third grade teacher is in the front row. I still call my first grade teacher on the phone, and all the priests over the years and all the Catholic schools and teachers. Thank you for educating me. We love you. And also for our parents. I never went without. I got to play sports and always had shoes and food. So all you parents, thank you for all you've done for us. We love you.
Good morning. I would like to thank God for my husband's health. On December 1st, I got a call from the doctor saying that he had pancreatic cancer, stage 4 advanced. And our 50th wedding anniversary was going to be on January 8th. So I came before the Blessed Sacrament and asked Jesus, and I said, you're going to let us be married for 50 years? And thank God, he's still alive, struggling. He's on a recess right now. I know pancreatic cancer is not curable, but I thank God for the time that he's with us. I thank God for all my family and for all of you that have supported me.
I got a new grandchild, my first grandchild, and even better, my daughter wanted her baptized, and we had her baptized here, so that's like a twofer, right? And then Father allowed me to start a contemplative prayer group here, so I did, and there's some beautiful, loving people, and also Father reinvigorated the LGBTQ ministry, and I'm getting involved in that, because I have a queer son, and I'm just grateful for the loving openness of this parish. Thank you.
Okay, anyone else? Well, thank you for all of you who shared, and I know I'm speaking on my behalf, Father Andrew, Monsignor Conley, and all parish staff. We're all grateful to you, because you are Holy Family. Without you, Holy Family cannot be what it is today. And also, I want to thank the St. Vincent de Paul group who are with us today for their work with helping those who had emergency needs from, you know, a shelter or food or other issues who, you know, minister here at Holy Family. And I'm reminded that our collection today will go directly to support their work. So God bless you all. And please continue this sharing at home, at around your table. You know, let's bring God and Christ into our celebration as we gather with family and friends. Just ask everyone to say something they're grateful for.